There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Welcome to College Football Live, presented by Dr. Pepper.
Welcome to College Football Live, along with my three best friends here. Myself, Emmanuel Acho, and Jonathan Vilma. I love myself, gentlemen. I'm sorry. Just had to do it. All right. Before we get into the games, we got news to break down, and let's get right into it, because the state of California put the NCAA football world on its heels. That coming up on Wednesday. California State Senate voted Wednesday to pass the Fair Pay to Play Act, tally of 39-0. Now, that legislation, not expected to go into effect until 2023, would make it illegal for California schools to take away an athlete's scholarship or eligibility for punishment for accepting endorsement money. So here's what that bill would say. It would allow athletes to profit from their own names, image, and likenesses, make it illegal for to take it away a athlete's scholarship or eligibility for profiting, and make it illegal for California schools to follow the NCAA rules. All right, so the Board of Governors came out and says, all right, we need to talk about this as well. If the bill becomes a law, the NCAA says it would erase the critical distinction between college and pro athletes, and because it gives those schools an unfair recruiting advantage, would result in eventually being unable to compete in NCAA competitions. NCAA member schools already are working on changing rules for all student athletes to use their name, image, and likeness in accordance with our values, but not pay them to play. Acho, I saw you fired up on Twitter about it. Let's start with you. What do you think of this?
It's about time that this rule is at least begun to take place in moving forward. The NCAA has for so long tried to hide and mask college athletes behind the fact that they're amateur. Well, there's nothing amateur about college athletes, so I feel like that rule needs to become void, because that truly is the leg that the NCAA is trying to stand on. Furthermore, most college athletes are not going to go pro. So at least if you can have an opportunity to profit off your likeness by hosting camps, by selling jerseys, by selling shoes, whatever the case may be, because I don't think PB, what most people don't realize, college athletes aren't allowed to get a job. Yeah, in theory you are, but you're not allowed to get a job because, one, you don't have time to work. And furthermore, the coaches heavily discourage it. So that's really my stance.
I love it, Acho, and I completely agree with you on all the points that you mentioned. I also want to take it a step further and not just think of football and basketball, the major sports in college football, but also swimming, diving, track athletes. They're now allowed to, or they would be allowed to, use their name and say, hey, I am a professional swimmer, amateur swimmer in college, but I can now give swimming lessons. I can also give track lessons if I'm a track runner. These are things that all athletes who are slightly entrepreneurs and can't get a job, as you mentioned, don't have enough time for it, they can then go ahead and say, look, this is a way for me to make money. It's awesome. I love it. I love it. This is the first step in many steps for not only California, but for the rest of the nation.
All right, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm going to take the NCAA side on this, gentlemen, and from a different angle, right? Like, I believe the NCAA understands these athletes are going to eventually get an opportunity to use their name, likeness, and images to profit. That's going to happen, right? They've already put the working group together. But California comes in, they put this whole guidelines together. Now they're going to have it and just walk away. They're going to pass this rule and say, oh, by the way, you could do that, and then walk away and not put forth the protocols and all the guidelines to do it. And then they allow a mess. I think what this has done is at least force the NCAA's hand to say, we're going to do this eventually. But pause. We don't want to be told how to do it, Acho. We will set the parameters and guidelines. That's the way it needs to be done, not by just states coming in and saying, oh, well, hey, listen, we'll just go ahead and do it yet right now. Oh, let's go worry about the next part of our government.
Well, let's talk about it, PB. You know when you're standing on the diving board and you're afraid to jump in, and so you need your friend to come behind you and just give you that extra little shove? That's what's happening with the NCAA. Because leave it up to the NCAA, my guy Burns, they will never do it. You know what it is. The NCAA is not going to allow athletes to profit because it doesn't benefit them, and they're sure as heck not going to take money out the...
Welcome back to to College Football Live, presented by Dr. Pepper.
Some news out of Tallahassee. Florida State hiring former Oregon defensive coordinator Jim Leavitt as an analyst to help fix that struggling defense. Seminoles coach Willie Taggart confirmed on Thursday. Remember, Leavitt was the DC in Taggart's only season in the Ducks head coach for 2017. So, gentlemen, we throw it to you. How much is this actually going to help, Vilma, the Seminoles get that defense right?
It's not going to help at all because defenses aren't made during the season. Defenses are made in the offseason. When you find out through lifting, through training, who your leaders are, you spend time with them in spring ball, you spend time with them in training camp, that's when you know if you have a good defense or not. They already knew the defense wasn't going to be a good defense. I mean, this wasn't a surprise to any coach over there, so this is not going to help much.
Yo, I totally agree with you again, JB. People think that there's some sort of quick fix in football. There are no quick fixes. The defense improves over the course of off-season workouts, off-season team activities, and in August during training camp. You can't just bring in a guy, snap your fingers, and hope that by changing the call sheet, mind you, plays are installed in the off-season as well, that this is going to be a quick fix. If anything, it now gives Taggart sort of a scapegoat and a reason as to why, hey, we're still struggling because I made some off-season additions and changes, or in-season.
It's not going to get any easier for him. Remember, they travel out to Virginia to take on 25th ranked Virginia. That game coming up on the ACC Network at 7:30. All right, Acho, you're saying that doesn't make a difference. What would make a difference? Give me one hire right now in the world of college football that would change everything.
PB, this is the best question you've ever asked. One hire. Give me Herman Boone. I'm talking Denzel Washington Herman Boone as the offensive coordinator for OU. Why? Because after Lincoln Riley goes on to the NFL, my guy Herman's going to step in and be the head coach. You know what he can do with transfer quarterbacks. Remember what he did with Sunshine. And more importantly, Herman Boone can help take Oklahoma to the next level, not making it to the playoff, but winning championship games like he won a state championship game. Lastly, fellas, I got to leave you with this. Herman Boone can give you quotes. He said, water is for weak. Water is for cowards. Herman Boone is going to give OU quotes that says, water is for washing blood off my uniform. And Vilma, you don't get no blood on my uniform. So Herman Boone, PB.
I thought this was a real show. I didn't understand we were in fantasy land talking about coaches. I'm not taking a coach, and I'm not quoting any movies. So I'm going with a sports psychologist. Back when I played in college at the University of Miami, we had a Dr. Kevin Elko who came, and he was phenomenal at helping us get through some of the tough adversity that we would face during the season, and whether the season was long or whatever would happen. And so I would bring in a psychologist that can help the players, especially talk to the players when they feel they have no one else to talk to.
All right, you went real, and, you know, Acho went
kind of
crazy.
Yeah, he went so far left, I was like, what is this?
I'm going right in the middle, so something kind of plausible. What I do right now is I'm in Ann Arbor. I send the jet to Boca, and I said, Lane Kiffin, I'm buying out your contract at FAU right now. You are now, sir, you're probably not doing well as a head coach, right? But you're an unbelievable coordinator. Come up to Ann Arbor right now. Hang out with Dylan McCaffrey. Hang out with Shea Patterson. And, oh, yeah, help me beat the Ohio State Buckeyes. I don't know if that's copyrighted yet. I think it got actually turned down. All right, so those are kind of the hires that we want. Now, when talking about Week 3, there aren't really any kind of those real marquee matchups. But remember 2017? Yeah, it kind of got crazy.
Bowers trying to run it for the score. Touchdown!
One of the biggest wins in the last 40 years for the Cal Golden Bears.
It's the ball game, and the 10th-ranked Tigers fall as well.
Now a fake, one-on-one, into the end zone, touchdown, Syracuse, Ishmael!
Now for today's Wendy's Weekend Watch. All right, no ranked matchups. It's fine, though, right? We got Penn State facing off for the 100th time, and Oklahoma headed to Pasadena for the first time since that great game against Georgia in the Rose Bowl two seasons ago. Acho, all right, let's go channel surfing. What game can't you wait for this weekend?
I can't wait for, first off, Clemson versus Syracuse. Why? Dino Babers, he got embarrassed last week against Maryland. They came out there and gave those boys that work. Clemson, 2 years ago, lost to Syracuse. Last year, beat Syracuse, but it was a close bout. I'm just very interested to see how will Syracuse respond. We know they're an incredibly well-coached team, but when push comes to shove, Clemson has a bunch of beasts and a lot of athleticism that I'm just not sure Syracuse can keep up with. So is Trevor Lawrence going to be a baller, or will he struggle? That's a game to watch.
Yeah, I hear you. I like that game, Macho, but don't discredit Maryland. You talk about Maryland beating up on Syracuse, and for good reason. They got a guy named Josh Jackson at the quarterback position, and then they have running backs out the wazoo. Javon Leak, Anthony McFarland, Kevin Funk. These guys are for real. So they're facing Temple. I can't wait to see how Maryland matches up, or frankly, how Temple matches up with Maryland's offense.
Yeah, another good game, Stanford and UCF. I just love when UCF steps into that Power Five and plays this kind of ball. KJ Costello coming back from the injury. He got hurt, injured his head against Northwestern week one. Stanford desperately needs KJ Costello's passing attack because UCF, here's some numbers, seventh right now in points per game, averaging 55 points per game. Brandon Wimbush, they expect him to be back. That's going to be a high-powered scoring affair on Saturday.
Ooh, okay, and talk about not a high-powered scoring affair. We're talking about Michigan State versus Arizona State. All Michigan State has on their mind is revenge. Their defense is nasty. I'm talking Acho eating his boogers nasty defense. I want to see how Arizona State matches up with them because Michigan State's out for revenge.
All right, I'm looking forward to that one. Also, how about South Carolina, Alabama? Last time the Tide went down to Columbia, they lost. Well, that was 2010, and none of those players are there. How about Tua Tagovailoa, though? 48 touchdowns, only one interception in those games against unranked opponents. That's pretty solid numbers. Going against true freshman Ryan Helinski. Looking forward to that one. I'm looking forward to breaking out a new segment, though, gentlemen. How about JV's Jawbone Squad? JV, what are we doing here?
Oh, where we're going? I'll tell you where we're going right now. You talk about imposing your will. Who is going to have the great matchups? And I'm talking about J.K. Dobbins, Travis Etienne, and A.J. Dillon. What do they have in common? They're all going for 150 yards and two touchdowns at least. I'm talking J.K. Dobbins going against Indiana. When he faced Indiana freshman year, a buck 81, ran all over him. A.J. Dillon has everybody in the ACC scared, 250 pounds, all over the place. And then Travis Etienne, yes, of course, TAMU, what they decided last week, we're going to bottle him up and make Trevor Lawrence beat us. So what is he going to do this time? He's going to run all over Syracuse. And you talk about the speed of both Travis Etienne and J.K. Dobbins and the brute of Mr. A.J. Dillon. They are going to impose their will. That's my Jawbone Squad this week. I can't wait to watch them.
Ooh, I like that. That's a good little crew there, Acho. I just like the picture that we had of JV, man. That looked like young and angry. Oh, yeah, young
that was
JV.
My mean days,
that's
man.
That was intimidating.
The linebacker neck, you know, I was mean.
He was doing the shoulder shrugs, JV.
Yeah. From now on, I'm going to do the rest of the show with that big linebacker. Well, actually, now I just look like a punter when I do that. All right, we got a lot more coming up. And don't worry, Acho. All right, hang tight. We got your A-list coming up, right? The storyline, the game, the player that have you ready for week three. That next on College Football Live. All right, we do this. Ready? GetACCN.com. You want the ACC network, you'll see the best in the biz and some of the best teams as well. Demand it now. GetACCN.com.
College Football Live is presented by Ice Cold Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville.
I know you're crazy. I think the game will be close, so close to par. Closer, close, much closer.
Crazy things.
We are glad to have you with us on College Game Day.
Time to move your body like a cyclone, boys. Game Day's first ever appearance in Ames. Game Day is rolling in, and they are excited. Iowa State. That atmosphere is going to be crazy. You know why? Because we haven't been there before. That's right. Take a look at this. Power 5 schools without a game day visit. Not a whole heck of a lot of them. Right? Illinois, though, 2-0. You never know. Things could go crazy. All right. Let's get into the A-list. It is Acho's A-list. Let's roll, my man.
The A-list, baby. We're starting with the storyline, and this storyline really intrigues me. You're talking about Penn State and Pitt. Now, everybody thinks on paper this should be another Penn State blowout, but the last 3 years, Pitt has beat a ranked team in each of those years. Two times on the road. Remember, 2016, Pitt beat Penn State. That's back when Penn State seniors were freshmen. So this storyline's brewing around this game, phenomenal. A-list player, Felipe Franks. And I say he's an A-list player because he's going to have to be an A-list player to beat Kentucky this week. Franks hasn't been great all season. Against Miami on national television week zero, he kind of struggled. Four touchdowns thus far, two interceptions. Van Jefferson, Josh Hammond need to help him out at receiver. But Franks, everybody's waiting on you to be the next Tim Tebow. And lastly, my A-list game. It has to be USC versus BYU. Because USC isn't even supposed to be 2-0. Keaton Slovis came in at quarterback. You see that young man right there. Showed he has a little bit of dog in him. Stepped up for JT Daniels. Facing a BYU team that's going to be very stingy. If USC can win this game and start 3-0, that would be huge for the program. Especially a program that's gone through a whole lot of turmoil lately.
That would be a heck of a storyline, including Southern Cal. Remember, one of the greatest programs of all time. Our college football coverage of 150 years of CFB continues with the greatest.
There are two kinds of mascots. There is the guy in the suit. But the great mascots are the ones that are actually alive. I am a fan of any mascot that in a different circumstance could kill me.
The Greatest, presented by Xfinity, tonight 8 p.m. and always streaming live on the ESPN app. Vilma, greatest mascot is
Sebastian the Ibis. Of course he's the greatest mascot. He is the only mascot that can go out in a club and still pull girls because he's that cool.
in the club, JV? Yo, I gotta go with the Tiger. Yes. Okay, the LSU Tiger. It just looks like he put on a little bit of weight, PB. That's all I'm gonna say.
Hey, don't forget about the UTSA Roadrunners, baby. Come on, beep, beep, right? Hey, thanks for watching College Football Live.